I see him still old dribbler Bill, his frame as hard as Gidgey. He drove the mail on bridle tracks, country soft and ridgy. Never had too much to say, but when he did was just a draw. And you kind of got the feeling he'd be handy in a brawl. His Leyland truck was like old Bill's, gutsy, rough and slow. He took that truck through country where a dozer wouldn't go. Yeah, but he's been bogged down tire deep, tracked in Cooper Pole, when others turned their trucks around and headed back for home. Now old Bill would do those little things for bush folk far from town. Had a memory like Sir Sidney, never wrote the items down. And newspapers he would put inside the mailbox on the Ritz. And every stop along the way had something for the kids. He seemed to be a lonely man, like one deprived of luck. An outward sign his only mate was that old Leyland truck. He'd caress that smooth old steering wheel and gaze along the track. The last words that I heard him say was, "See you later, Jack." Served the fire out back, the job they handled fine. Had memories dwell on Dribbler Bill way back in 39. I remember every mail night, the excitement and the thrill, as we sat outside and waited for the lights of Dribbler Bill. Oh, there's many times he helped us out when Tucker got real slack, like fresh meat from a bullock secured somewhere up the track. Yeah, great old man was Dribbler Bill, kind who'd always stick, and he'd risk his life without a thought for the needy and the sick. Hey. Now I'd like to think that Dribbler Bill still has the wheel in hand, pushing that old Leyland truck throughout that channel land. Should there be no trucks in heaven, it's a halo to a pup. Just give old Bill a day or two and he'll start a mail run up. Yeah, so long, Bill.